Remain standing and open up your scriptures to Revelation. Revelation chapter 16. We're going to be reading verses 12 on through the sixth vial. Hear the word of the Lord. This is on page 1484, and it goes over the 1485. Revelation chapter 16, starting at verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, for they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. A couple of quick notes on this sixth vial and what it is telling. Remember, the fifth vial was the taking away of the seat of Antichrist. So Rome is destroyed in some way. His seat is destroyed and he's running to some other place. And when this something similar happened in the Middle Ages, he ran to France. Who knows where he'll go to? France was a safe place for the papacy at that time, so I imagine during the fifth vial he'll run, the weather place would harbor him and protect him. This next vial, the sixth vial, corresponds to the sixth trumpet. The sixth trumpet was upon also the river Euphrates, and it brought forth the Islamic religion. And so you have here a pouring out of the wrath upon the Islamic religion, and the result is a drying up of the river Euphrates. The river Euphrates is a picture or a sign for the kings of Islam. And this is true if you look at Isaiah 8:7. The king of Assyria, bounding the river Euphrates and Tigris, and his army are called the waters of the great river. This is in Isaiah 8:7. So this is prophetic imagery here of the kings that live in that area of the world. And of course, we know that that is indeed dominated. Ever since the 600s, dominated by the Islamic religion. And so we'll see here that this is not the destruction, but the drying up of the Islamic religion, such that it becomes powerless in the region. And the second effect after this drying up of the river Euphrates is that it makes way for the kings of the east. What does that mean? This is very important that we understand what it means. It cannot mean the heathen kings. And this is why. Because, number one, you have here in the text all these Hebrew names. You have Abaddon, you have Alleluia, which corresponds to this vial in chapter 19. You have Armageddon, which is at the end of this vial, showing forth that the Hebrews are involved in the praises of Jehovah. They're involved at this time also in the fighting against the heathen nation. So there's been something that has happened such that the Hebrews, who fought and won the battle of Armageddon, along with, of course, the Gentiles, but Hebrews, such that they can name it. They name it Armageddon. What does Armageddon mean? It means deceitfully gathered together in the Hebrew. And that's exactly what happened, and that's how the kings of the earth were tricked. It was by these spirits that went out from that unholy trinity, right, of the beast, the false prophet, etc., which represents, of course, the anti-Christian hegemony. And so here you have, of course, the conversion of the Jews. They're kings of the east. They're called kings in Isaiah 24 and in Isaiah 11 and in Isaiah 44. So you have three different instances of them being referred to as kings. And of course, we, the church, are considered kings, right? We know that from the New Testament as well. In the same way that the church in the Old Testament was called kings. They're going to be kings. And so the kings of the East, why in the East? Especially since they're not denominated, as far as I know, any way like that in every other portion of Scripture. There's a couple reasons that would be. One is because they are east of the papacy, which is being destroyed. It has this vials being poured out upon it. If you think about it, the papacy is in charge of the Western world. The East, right, ever since the 1054, has broken off from it and really has no control of the East. You have other false religions that have hold there by the devil. But you have here the conversion of the Jews being prophesied as the kings of the East. They're east of the papacy. They have also a promised land in the East. Israel is an eastern kingdom, right? It's part of the Asiatic peoples. They're called Semitic for that reason. And so they're people of the East in that sense. You have to notice that the unclean spirits that come out like frogs are a picture of that negotiators of the papacy that are convincing these kings to go to battle with the men and the church of Jehovah, which is creeping in on all sides ever since that fourth and fifth vial. And so here you have Armageddon happening, and you have this corresponding to what is in chapter 19, which we will get to in more detail at that time. What you need to realize in that latter part is that the reason why the kings of the earth were able to be gathered together into Armageddon is because of the three different tools of Antichrist. A devilish subtlety, just like the serpent in Genesis 3. A temporal power using coercion from civil magistrates, and also deep hypocrisy. They're the three things that are used by these unclean spirits that, like frogs in dirty marshes, go and fool the nations who are able to be fooled unto that great battle, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. We'll get more into this in chapter 19. Next week, we'll get into that last vial, the seventh. Let us